my training in 49 and married in 49. Consequently, I was on the temporary staff, not able to be permanent for until about 1966. I think they allowed married women to become permanent. Nobody married could be on the permanent staff and you couldn't pay superannuation. Temporary for about 20 years, I was. Men could become permanent as soon as they... actually, my father started in 1936. We came down from Launceston when I was very young then, and they had about 30 men, I think, put on, and they just started their exams. They were just internal exams then. There was no state exam for mental illness, and I think Dad was sort of lucky enough to get a permanent job after the Depression years. And there wasn't a lot of nursing, it was more domestic sort of work in those days, you know, until you trained. But you expected to learn that 30 patients would be a very small ward, to know all their names pretty quickly, you know. Oh Lord, they wouldn't last 5 minutes now. Most of the staff would what you had to do then. The airing court was called the backyard, and there was nothing there except they had two fires with big screens that were sort of under a veranda patch, you know. So it was, if it was wet or cold, they could get around there. There were toilets there. Oh dear, some days would be worse than others. There'd be fights, you know. Oh, and you had to watch like a hawk because they'd get over the jolly fences if you didn't watch. Some of them were and some of them weren't. When I worked in hospital ward, we had, say, about 12 patients in there, and you were on your own. Sometimes the charge nurse might help you, but the senior one was in the hospital, in the actual ward. Where you were doing treatments and the sick, dying patients there, and there were some very heavy ones, and you've got no help. You sometimes you had a patient who might help you, and you had to struggle with them out from the bed to the commode or back in, and you had to sort of swing them, you know. In the older days, you were promoted by seniority. You didn't matter how bad you were still pretty promoted, you know. And I suppose that's a good thing, that things have changed in that way, you know. I mean, now you're more aware that you need to be competent and, you know, keep up with treatments and training and that sort of thing. Oh, when you think back of some of the treatments of that, oh God, they were dangerous and what you got away with.